Welcome back, Questers. I'm Roy Washington with DJ Dre Dilla. Today on Quest, we have rapper, hip-hop artist, M. Brown. So, got him here on Quest. We got you locked in. Today we speak with hip-hop artist M. Brown from Chicago, Illinois, repping the city, talented artist, one that I ran into at the Milwaukee vs. Chicago events, which is a great event, and I have to give plenty of respect to Party Girl Entertainment. We need more events like that. Just something positive, and bringing everybody together, letting everybody express themselves and show what they can do. It's a great event. We have M. Brown today. We'll be talking with him. Great young man, and really looking forward to letting you hear the interview. So, without further ado, we're going to start it out with one of his tracks, and after that, our interview with M. Brown, rapper Chicago, Illinois, from the Windy City. We got you locked into the Quest.
Bring it to the loop. Watch me do it, ho. D-U-I, I'm steady, swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Bring it till I shine. Watch me do it, ho. Bring it to the loop. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm steady swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Bring it till I shine. Watch me do it, ho. Watch me do me. Sit back, I'm television. HD, you see me. Clearly on a money mission, niggas wanna stop me, bitches try to knock me, I can't go. I'm too focused, I see haters on the sideline. Taking notes, take this notice. Bitch, I won't red light. Don't look forward to it. Don't. Stay stunned hard, oh my God. Like knock, I just do it. After I, you niggas foo-foo, somebody told me I been knew it. Your baby mama wanna ride this dick, I said fuck that, baby, chew it. Pouring shit, I do it. My belt made from Jimmy Choo. Used to holler at bras like what up, now they like what it do. Niggas watching me closely like they know me. Who the fuck is you? I'm flexing, finessing. You ain't busting moves, then watch me do it, yeah. Running to the loop. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm steady, swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Run until I shine. Watch me do it, ho. Run into the loop. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm steady, swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Run until I shine. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm swerving. Police don't mean shit to me. Feds watching me do me. They stay on my back. My watch working key. This was a dream. Used to tell it. Now it's real. Now they hit on me. Got bundles all in my backpack. I don't lack. I got weights on me. Watch me do it. I won't tell you nothing wrong. This tutorial, nigga. This here ain't just a song. Loud in my veins. Loud in my mind. Loud swatch a nigga strong. I see you looking what you looking at, might as well tag along. I'm a god boy, so bow down. This water sky deep, so don't drown. We a squad, nigga, we ain't no clowns. We don't fuck around with them fuck arounds. Turn up if you off the shits. Turn up if you on the ground to get rich. I'm on the ground till I get rich. So sit back and watch me do it. Run into the loop. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm steady, swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Run until I shine. Watch me do it, ho.
Brennan to the loop. Watch me do it, ho. DUI, I'm steady swerve. Watch me do it, ho. I can't pull your bitch. Watch me do it, ho. Brennan till I shine. Watch me do it, ho.
Let's go ahead and knock this out. What up, Questers? This is Roy Washington. About a week or so ago, I was at the Milwaukee vs. Chicago event. And there was an artist there named M. Brown who tore it up. You know, and I thought he was like one of the best there. Talented artist. You're from Chicago, right?
Yes.
This is M. Brown, y'all. Tell me about... where did you grow up at? And, you know, tell me a little bit about your upbringing.
To be honest, I really grew up everywhere, but I grew up in Chicago. But, you know, to escape all the violence and stuff that was going on out there, you know, my mom, she kind of moved us around and stuff. I also, you know, I stayed in Milwaukee once upon a time as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, right now I'm in Kenosha, but you know, I really grew up in Chicago. I've just been basically all around, you know, but you know, that's where I've seen a lot of stuff and you know, been through a lot of stuff like there, you know, so that's why I was, you know, brought up there.
So currently you stay in Chicago? I mean, you stay in Kenosha?
Yeah, I'm in Kenosha right now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. When did you first start doing music, bro?
I started doing music when I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, was you, you was actually recording or just making little raps or what?
Actually, you know, I started recording because, you know, I couldn't afford, like, the studio time, and it was only $5 for an hour, and this was back in 2004.
$5?
It was $5 an hour, and I couldn't even, you know, afford that. So they gave me a chance and stuff like that. So they just let me come in and record. You know, they'll tell me to go just write something to a beat.
Okay.
And, you know, bring it back and record it like that, you know.
Hey. So you remember some of your first songs you did?
Man, actually, I'm still looking for them songs right now because I went back to that YMCA and they said, you know, it might be gone and stuff like that, you know, because my first performance, I messed up, and you know, they had that on recording, and I was still trying to see if they had that, you know, to see, because I want that to be, that, you know, that's history, that's,
right.
You know, that's the past and stuff like that, so I don't know if they still got it, but, you know, my first performance ever, I messed up, I choked, I forgot my verse and everything, and, you know, I was embarrassed and everything, and I was like, damn, man, I messed up, we've been rehearsing for like a whole week or two,
right?
And I still messed up, you know, so that's how that happened.
I mean, where was that performance at?
That performance is in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay, what venue?
It was at the John C. Cudahy YMCA by the Meadows.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And you got up there, you was it the crowd or something, or what? What happened?
It was the crowd. I was just nervous, you know.
Right.
Wow, all these people out here, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was acting like I was ready and stuff like that, but I knew I wasn't, you know. And I was asking them, can I put my paper down on a stage, in the front of the stage, so if I forgot, I could just run to that paper. But they said, no, man, we've been rehearsing, and you still can't remember this. So, you know, I just choked, man. I just choked, and we had to go right to the chorus, and I couldn't. I was devastated. I ain't gonna even lie. I was devastated that I messed up, you know. But, you know, it was crazy.
And leading up to that point, though, you had been smooth in the rehearsals.
Oh, you said what again?
I said leading up to that point, you had been smooth in the rehearsals, though, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, you bounced back the next ball time you performed, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely I did. You know, I just felt like I always told myself I won't mess up like that. Even though it's gonna always be, we don't always make mistakes and stuff like that. But I told myself I won't go forget my own lyrics, something that I wrote. You know.
Right. How do you prepare yourself? Like when you got a performance, how do you get yourself in that mental state of mind to just go out there and do what you do?
The mix CD, because I mix my stuff, clean versions. I do all that with my own music and stuff like that. So what I do is I play it over and over again, like till my ears fall off.
Okay. All right. Who are some of your musical influences?
My musical influence is basically, I ain't gonna even lie, like, not to be on no cocky stuff, but right. You know, it's me.
Okay.
My own competition. You know, I don't look at nobody as like competition. Like, oh, I'm trying to be better than them. I listen to my old music back from 2010 and stuff like that. I listen to that, and I still listen to it. And you know, I feel like that betters me. You know, like.
Right.
Competing with myself, because it's me, you know. It ain't like I'm competing with other people. I'm just competing with myself and making myself elevate better, you know. So
okay.
You know, it's basically me. You know, I listen to other artists and stuff like that, don't get me wrong,
right?
But I love to listen to me. I that's what I love to listen to.
A lot of people come up to you that last show we had at the Bamboo, give you some love.
Oh yeah, they definitely show love, man. Shout out to 414, man, for real.
Okay. Questers, I'm Roy Washington. We're talking with M. Brown, a talented recording artist. Alright, yeah, with that being said, I want to shout out the Party Girl Promotions, who's got this thing going with Milwaukee and Chicago, because you know, it's dangerous here as well, but you know, this is something that positive that I guess we look forward to, and everybody getting out there showing what they can do. It was a great event, and I had a great time that last time.
No, I also want to say too, like, man, my condolences go out to the owner of Jazz Cafe.
Yes.
Because, you know, he used to let us, you know, perform and stuff like that. And that was just devastating, because, you know, when we performed there that night, we were supposed to be at Jazz. You know, we were supposed to perform there. So
right.
When I went there, it was all taped up. And the police, what was going on, they said it was a crime scene. So, and they said that I'm on the mission for 2 days. So, you know, my condolences go out to the family, man. I just appreciate him for letting us, you know, show our talent.
Right. Hey, us going to the Bamboo was kind of like last minute, huh?
Oh, you said
what again? Us going to the Bamboo then was kind of like last minute, because we should have been at the Jazz Cafe for that last show, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, then we ran into that little problem at the end, you know, with the time constraints and all that. That was crazy. What's your favorite place that you performed? Your favorite show ever that you did?
My favorite show I ever did.
Yeah, your Kobe Bryant.
I would have to say it was in Milwaukee. It's on the east side.
Okay.
And I got it recorded. You know, that was my first performance after 12, like, almost 10 years.
Wow.
Like 8 years, you know. So that was my, it's on the east side. You know, a lot of people, the Miramont Theater, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I performed there, you know, they showed so much love, and that really showed me when I put my hands up and stuff like that, people start putting their hands up, and I felt in control, and they felt so good, like, damn, like, these people, they really rocking with me, so, you know,
right.
I definitely had fun in Milwaukee that night, you know, that was just one of the shows I'll never forget.
Okay. Who's the artist that you would love to work with?
Right now, you know, I'm just basically, I love to work with any artist that's, you know, that's willing to work, you feel me? It's just right now I'm just focusing on, you know, my craft right now, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I love to work with any artist that's willing to work and willing to push and stuff like that. But
okay.
I'm basically working on my craft right now. I'm working on me right now, you know, so. When I feel like I'm ready and stuff like that to start working with other artists, then I do that, you know. But it's a lot of artists I got my eyes on.
Okay. Thinking about some of the great, I guess, quote-unquote celebrities or people who stood out in history of our history of our people, history of our planet, whatever, if you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be? Who would they be? Who would them three people be?
Three people. I say Jay-Z.
Okay.
I say Drake.
Okay.
And what else?
Those are two of them.
And the third, and you know, the third person I should say it'll be, because you know, I'll just say them two for now.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, it didn't just have to be music people though, either though. It's three people.
Oh, Obama.
Oh, Obama?
Yeah, I love to sit down with Obama.
Okay. It's kind of a similar question, but you have to narrow it to one. If you was on a long airplane flight, which I'm sure at some point you're going to be doing that as you continue to climb, you're on a long airplane flight, who would you love to sit next to and have a great long conversation with during a long airplane flight?
I say, you know, Lucy Liu, she out of the mill.
Okay, you know, big one.
She seemed like she cool as hell. I mess with her. She's so, you know, humble and, you know, down to earth and stuff like that. And her music is good. You know, I love to sit with her.
Okay.
You know, I love to sit with, you know, Beyonce.
Yeah.
I love to sit with Rihanna on a long flight. You know, just talk about music, make some melodies, make some happy, make some hits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Your thoughts on the police brutality, that's the problems we've been having with the cops, you know?
Man, look, this is what I'm going to say, and I'm just being real.
Okay.
Man, I don't fuck with the police, man. You feel me? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
I know they protect and serve, but it's like nowadays, every time I look at the police, and I just thought about this yesterday, when I seen the police, a negative thought came in my head. It shouldn't even be like that. It should be like, you know, all those, the people that protect us. But
right.
It's like, man, they killing us, they shooting us down like we target practice, you feel me? So
right.
It's like, man, I don't got no respect for them, you know, there's some police out there that's good,
right.
And it's bad, but it's like, man, like the bad is overriding the good, so it seems like all of them the same way, so... You know, I don't really, it's just messed up, you know, like, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in a situation as well, but,
right. Yeah.
You know, they take it so far, man, you can tase us, you feel me, you can mace us and all that, but y'all want to shoot us in the back 16 times, that's bullshit, you feel me, so,
yeah.
For the police, I don't respect the police, the government, man, I don't respect them at all, man, I ain't gonna even lie, I lost my respect for them.
Okay, so that helps. So Trump or Hillary, you care for either one of them?
Man, I ain't even voting for none of them. It's a joke right now, you know, man.
This is the craziest.
It's like a big, it's a comedian thing that's going on, and
right.
I'm not voting at all. Like, I'm cool on that. Like, you know, they say it's important to vote and all that, but, you know, they both jokes. You know, they both got big, you know, indisputable flaws, you know.
Right.
So... I don't even interact with that, you know, so I'm cool on that.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this, man, as far as the two candidates, man. This is, like you say, it's been a joke, it's been a clown show, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you could have the, talking about two artists here, if you could have their entire, you know, catalog of music, Prince or Michael, which one would you choose if you just pick one?
Man, I choose Michael.
Well, why is that?
Because it's like Mike, he is like, man, he just, you know, both of them, don't get me wrong, they're gifted, but Mike, he just got something that's different about him, you know, it's just something that's special about him, you know, and it always been that, you know, I know I was little and stuff like that, but growing up listening to him, it's like, it's something about that man that attract kids and stuff like that, and and it attracted me, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, all the stuff that was going on with him, man, I never believed that because, man, I grew up listening to this man. I just feel like it was just some BS going on. But, you know, that man, he gifted and he know how to make good music. He know how to make music that lasts forever, you know. So, and, yeah, that's basically who I work with or who I, you know, my Jackson. Gotta be that.
Okay, Pac or Biggie?
Oh, it's hard. But you know, I gotta go with Pac, though, man. It's only right, man. Pac, because, you know, Pac, he rapped about, you know, he basically, the stuff that he rapped about, man, he spoke up to some of the future, you know, in his music.
Okay.
And stuff like that, man. You know, and I mess with Pac because, you know, he looked at the, like, he looked at all the presidents. He said it'll never be a black president.
Right.
And, you know, and it really happened, you know, and it was so crazy that it was so many people that was, like, in a White House, Caucasian, I said somebody that was in the White House for so long, you would never think he was a black president. So,
right.
You know, that's all he spoke about, and it, you know, it came true. We actually got a black president. You know, a lot of stuff that he spoke on is a lot of stuff that's really happening in the streets and stuff like that. It ain't no fairy tales and all like that. Like, not saying Biggie spitting fairy tales, and because some of his stuff, a lot of his stuff was real, you know. But Pac, he hit the home, he hit the homes of the inner cities and all that stuff. So that's why, you know, I fuck with Pac for real.
Yeah, and then now it look like we're gonna have a woman president. Bro, that's crazy. Hey man, if it was, I don't know. I don't know if you get into the Marvel world or whatever, comic books. But if it was like chaos outside, man, and who would you want to have your back, man? Superman or Hawk?
Man, I gotta have Superman.
Over the Hawk?
Man, look, Superman, he fly. You know, Hawk, he can jump and all that, but Superman, he can fly. He can make things happen. And, you know, he always there, even though I wish it was a real Superman in this world that we're living in today.
Oh, we need one.
Because, yeah, we need a Superman, definitely. And it's just, you know, I pick Superman because, you know, that's his mission, basically. You know, that's what he come out as a person that saved lives, and I respect it about Superman. You know, that's why I choose him over the Hulk, because he saved people, he saved lives, you know, stuff like that.
So if they battle, who you going with?
In a battle?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think Hawk gonna go ahead and Hawk gonna mess around and tame him up, man.
Hey, it's Roy Washington. Well, we're speaking with M. Brown, talented artist. You are locked into The Quest. Hey, what's some of your favorite shows on TV that you like to watch, if you're a TV person?
Oh, man, I've been watching. The only thing is crazy is, like, it's the only channel that's on the damn cable. I watch Forensic Files every night. Forensic Files. And I think I need to start watching it, because I be paranoid when cars behind me, because it be so much stuff happening on Forensic Files, you can't believe it. Always got to do something with money.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Man, I love that show, man. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I said I love that show too, man. And then, you know, the dude who narrates it, his voice is creepy. So they be having me freaked out sometimes, man. If I'm watching it and it's dark, I got to turn on the light or something.
Hell
nah. Yeah. Hey, man, dude, that's a creepy show, man. It's like, that's a dude's voice is just... His voice just sets it off, man, you know.
Hey, but ain't nothing like Unsolved History, though. His voice is, man. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You gotta turn on every light in the house.
So you like, you into that forensic thing, huh?
Oh, most definitely, man. It's like, I feel like, man, when I would turn on the TV, I can't be watching no reality shows. I ain't really into that. I'm into, like, realistic stuff, like stuff that's really happening and stuff that can help me and save my life and stuff like that. So I don't believe in none of that.
Right.
You know, reality DT stuff that's becoming on and Tiny and T.I. I mess with them. I respect their grind, but I don't get into all that.
Okay. Kardashians and all that stuff.
I don't get into none of that.
Yeah, going back to Friends of Five for 1 second, man. That thing is crazy. I seen a show where a leaf from a tree fell in the back of dude's truck. And from that leaf, they did DNA on that leaf, man. And and I guess the tree was kind of rare. That's how they caught this dude who had killed some chick, man. That was crazy.
Oh, I seen that one. It was the pieces of the leaves. They linked the trees and all that.
Yeah.
You know, back to that same tree.
Yeah.
And they got the samples. They took the trees from the back of the truck. It was
right.
The truck.
Right. As he was driving away, he hit a branch and a leaf fell in the back of his truck. And
that, oh, man. Yeah.
That's what did
it. It was like last week, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's, what's the best movie that you've seen recently?
The best movie I just seen is Brotherly Love, man.
Brotherly Love?
Yes, man. I just seen that. I seen the ending of it like 2 weeks ago. Then I just watched it back at night.
Okay.
And you know that movie is deep, man. It's you know got a lot of you know it's just deep. It's a deep movie to me, you know. And it's interesting how you know people can be just tension and stuff, and you know can just take you out. You seen the movie Brotherly Love?
No, but I'm gonna have to check it out.
Oh yeah, you definitely gotta check that out, man. Like it's a movie that it's a shocking, you know. Especially at the end of it, like it's unbelievable. You feel me? So,
right.
Yeah, Brotherly Love.
Who's your favorite actor?
In general or just in that movie?
General.
My favorite actor had to be Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that's I heard that Magnificent Seven is pretty nice too.
Magnificent Seven?
Yeah.
No, I ain't seen that one. The recent movie I just seen was the Horizon, the Deepwater Horizon.
Okay. Yeah, you know, they just did that remake of The Magnificent Seven, that Western movie, and Denzel starring in that, and I heard that's off the chain. That's in theaters.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that.
Yeah, I heard that's off the chain, man.
Okay, gotta check that out, man.
All right, well, your favorite actress?
Hold on, like, ain't that the same thing, Denzel Washington?
No, actress. Female.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, that's crazy. I just learned something from this interview. It's just been caught on record. I ain't no actor and actress. Actress was female and actor was man.
Right.
I did not know that, man. It's just crazy. Oh, man. But I have to say my favorite female actress.
Right.
It would have to be Halle Berry.
Okay. All right. It's a pretty good choice. We're about to wrap up. Just got a couple more fun questions for you. If you could have the whole series, either or, would you go with the Friday series or the Barbershop series?
And I had to go with the Friday series.
Oh, yeah? Both of them are great.
Yeah, most definitely, because barbershops, when you're in barbershops, a lot of stuff is being talked about in barbershops, man. Productive stuff, you know, and that's what I love about barbershop environment. That's why we're going to pick that one, because barbershops, you go to an urban barbershop, man, you hear some good stuff up in that, you know, and
I said nothing but good conversation in the barbershop.
Most definitely, that's where the best conversations get found, but I pick Friday because, you know, that's based off of the hood and, you know, how stuff really be happening and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm imagining Smokey in it, so it'd be funny to me, like, if, you know, Smokey was.
And if you're a head coach of a basketball team and you need somebody, y'all down by one, or whatever, you need that game-winning shot, a few seconds left, who you going with? You going with Michael? You going with Kobe or LeBron?
I'm going with Mike, man.
Okay.
Right.
And then we got my final one. I've been wanting to see this for a minute. I heard they making this, but in a fight, Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers?
Man, Michael Myers, man. I ain't gonna say that's my homie
because
he's a
motherfucker. Why you say Mike? Because both of them seem like they kind of indestructible. Well, so why you give Mike the edge?
I pick Mike because, man, this is a true story I'm going to tell you, man.
Okay.
Mike, he traumatized me for damn near, I'd say, probably 20 years or something like that. Because I'm at my auntie crib in Chicago. I used to go to my auntie's crib. She had the Halloween on tape.
Okay.
And I knew I was scared of it, but I still wanted to watch it, though. I knew it was going to give me dreams. And, after I was watching it, it was traumatizing me. Like, I have dreams about Michael Myers. And I know that he around or something. It's like a sense that tell me that it's a dream. It got something to do with Michael Myers. So
okay.
That man, you know, he kind of traumatized me. For like probably almost close to 20 years, like in a dream, like in my dreams, I had dreams back to back.
Wow.
And it'd be with Michael Myers, and I'd be like, damn, man, I'd be having to run from him, and he'd be catching up. Like, wow. Damn, how you get right here? I'd be running fast as hell. How you catch up with me?
That is a trip, ain't it?
Yeah, man.
I go with Mike too, man, but you know, I used to have recurring dreams about Jason, man, and chasing me and the homies through downtown, and like the city was vacant, you know what I'm saying? There's empty buildings, and we running from dude, and he like you say, just he always catching up with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just one more then, who you going with, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
I mess with the Packers. I'm a Bears fan, but I'm gonna have to go with Aaron Rodgers, man. He made things happen, man. Like, real. You know, I'm a Bears fan, but I seen Aaron Rodgers, and that dude got it's like his arm is robotic or something. Like, they did something to that man before he got on the field or something.
So you know,
somebody in the background controlling his arm, and they throwing it, and they making accurate throws and
right.
All this other shit, man.
so you don't see much Brett Favre then, huh?
No, I ain't see too much of him.
Okay.
I ain't really into, you know, to the football scene and all that.
Too bad I can't ask you a Chicago Bears question, because y'all ain't really had a good quarterback to me since Jim McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
It's been kind of sad down there. But, yeah, man, I enjoy your music, bro. And, you know, hope to work with you some more. And then,
I definitely appreciate it. I just want to give a shout out to you. Part of Girl Promotions,
right.
You know, for, you know, giving me the chance to perform in Milwaukee, the whole 414 period, you know, Chicago, most definitely.
Yeah,
and,
most definitely.
Just music, period, man. I just want to, you know, give a shout out to music.
All right. Thank you, M. Brown. Questers, you've been locked into the quest with M. Brown. It's Roy Washington.
She on the shit, yeah. She on the shit, yeah. She on the shit, yeah. she on the grind. Ain't got time to wait, baby, it's showtime. Now go get it. Yeah, now go get it. Yeah, she wake up early, 8 a.m. She focused, she champion on that shit, is what all she know. She focused, don't need it, man, can't stay fresh, cause she put in before she spit it. She work for more, her big friend, she cut them off like she real, so she know it's fake. She strapped for the shit she want in the past, she made few mistakes. Got money stacked in the bank, she moving from state to state. She a bull, she a challenge, she is. Don't make her come after you, pat yourself on the back twice if you work through the calendar. Let my wife play my name, she don't need nothing. She work hard for her money, shot that stay stuntin'. She on the shit, yeah.
She on the shit, yeah.
She on the shit, yeah. Shawty get money, she don't need nothing. She work hard for her shit, she don't ask for nothing. She on the shit, yeah.
She on the shit, yeah. She on the shit, yeah.
If you ain't up on your shit, get up on your shit, cause time don't wait, cause time don't wait. Nah, don't stop, baby, keep on going. Don't stop, baby, keep on going. You can do it, baby, you can do it, baby. Let me push you, I can be your motivation. Keep going, baby, keep going, baby. Get on your shit, baby, get on your shit, baby.
Hope you enjoyed our interview with M. Brown. I'd like to thank him for coming on and sharing with us. This is Roy Washington. I'd like to thank everyone who supports us, supports this podcast. And just like to give love to everyone out there doing their thing, doing something positive, making a way for themselves. You know, everybody out there that's on something on a positive tip. And that's what we're about. And Brown, keep doing what you're doing, man. Stay encouraged. And, you know, you'll find your breakthrough. You're doing a great job doing what you're doing right now. Keep making that good music. And stay inspired, brother. You know what? Keep your circle tight. And as always, someone come around on that foolishness, trying to infiltrate your camp with that nonsense, with that snake right in his eye, and tell him,